So I'm sitting here on a bench outside. A bug just flew in my face. Dang it! I wanted to start sexy. Okay. I'm gonna leave that because it's funny. I'm sitting out here and I have some time between meetings and I'm letting a process run. And, jeez. This is going to be a sexy message, but these chickens are very loud. I'm going to ignore them because they don't know what's up. They're just sitting there. Can I do this? Can you? Okay, here's the challenge. This is going to be a sexy message. See if you can actually come to this with chickens in the background being crazy. I'm not saying that's a kink. Please don't make that a kink. Or if it's your kink, like, I'm trying not to judge so that, you know, whatever. The birds can't understand English, okay? That's what I mean. Is like, this is not scandalizing to them. It's not scandalizing to me because, again, not a bird. So, language barrier, guys, okay? Follow me here. Oh, jeez. I can be serious. Okay. So I can't do much about it right now because of, you know, reasons being sitting outside, and I will get there. I will be an exhibitionist. It's going to happen. You know, a little in the barn last night, but like full on, I'm kind of sitting in the middle of like a field. So, but what I need right now is I need to have a good thought exercise. I need to think something sexy because I am so pent up, and I am actually quite struggling to get my work done. Not really. Of course I could like turn that, put it in a box or whatever, but I'm hoping that you'll help me. So this is what I have planned. I'm thinking that I'd like to kind of talk through what I would love to be doing if I could, perhaps on some particular inspiration. So the barn. I'm thinking, what if I was laying on my back on a blanket? I'm still just in my, maybe I'm in a pair of jeans and a tank top, and over that I have a gardener's vest, which is very useful. It's got all the tools in it, and a big wide brim hat because I get very sunburned. But I just decided to take a little sit down in the barn, have a glass of cool lemonade, sugar-free because I'm already sweet enough. I like it tart. So laying down on a quilt, I pull off the shelf and throw it and dust it off, maybe two. So I lay down on the quilt and then take my hat off, and then I take my vest off. I unclip it in the back. There's a squirrel over there. I was like, what is that noise? But I'm here in the barn. I take my vest off, and I'm really just in my farm jeans and a tank top. Now, you should know, sometimes I'm very naughty and I do not wear a bra. And on one such day, today, in this thought exercise, I didn't put it on. So while I was working out here, my nipples were rubbing up against it and really feeling quite nice. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the blanket. I'm in a tank top. I'm in those jeans, but you know what? It's kind of warm in here. So I'm thinking that I'd unbutton the top button and zip down slowly. Now, the kind of jeans I'm wearing, they're very tight because that's what I wear because it's fashionable. So I must wriggle out of them. You've seen that. A woman like trying to squeeze out of them. Not because she's like, whatever, but just because like this is the way we wear them. They're skin tight jeans. They are dark jeans because, you know, mud. But I pull those off, just kind of wriggle out of them, throw them in a pile next to me. Ah, that feels better. So now I'm just laying here, staring up at the top of the barn, the rafters. Like, I think I might see, like, a little bird who's gotten in, but maybe it's part of, maybe it's a mama bird and there's a nest. But it just feels so peaceful as I lay there with my chest breathing, heaving up and down slowly in my tank top and in my panties, just smiling and licking my lips from that lemonade. But then I notice a slight creak in the door of the barn, and it opens, and there you are, standing right there. And you certainly do have quite the look of shock on your face. I suppose you weren't expecting to see a very scantily clad farm girl taking a rest on a blanket when you were just in here to grab some tools. But I'm friendly, so I smile at you and we start talking, as you would expect, and I ask you about your day and who you are and ask you some questions, and then I completely forget in my chatty arminess that I'm wearing only underwear, and that for all intents and purposes this white ribbed tank top is showing maybe a little bit more of my desire than I had anticipated, perking out into those ribbed shirts. And I kind of see your eyes notice that. And my first thought is, like, embarrassed, because I realize, like, what am I doing? Like, you must think who I am. But then the second thought, when it's much deeper and much more rushed desire, is that I liked it. I liked the way you looked there at me. And I immediately felt very serious feelings in a very tender place. And at this point, like, I don't know if I'm thinking well or not, but I stand up and I say, "Oh, by the way, hi, I'm Army." And I put my hand out. And you shake my hand. And the electric touch of our fingers making contact is immediately felt by both of us. And it's one of those where, like, my hand lingers on yours, like, I know I should take it off. And you know you should take it off. But, like, neither of us want to take it off. And so we just kind of stand there, actually, like, holding hands almost. All of a sudden, you take the arm that you're holding, my hand, and you just kind of slowly bring it to you, and I move towards it. I could have let go if I wanted to, but I didn't. And I slowly move towards you, and as I'm doing it, I look down at my hands, our hands, and then I look up to your face, and the look that you are giving me is this crazy combination of, like, curiosity and amusement, as of course it is, amusement, but also, like, there's something behind your eyes that says some urgency, but, like, in a really nice way. And as you bring my hand closer to you, now my chest is touching yours, and I can't believe that this is happening, that I'm, like, doing this with this person I don't know, who's probably just, like, coming to grab some tools from, like, the neighbor's house. Is he a neighbor? I don't know who you are. You tell me. Who are you? Why are you here? But I'm not asking those questions. I am not talking. Strangely, I'm talking to you right now, explaining this, but I'm not. I'm just staring at you with, like, a shy smile, but also, like, a grin, because I can't help myself. But you can, I can feel you pressed up against me. It's warm. And I can feel juices flowing between, between us. Like, probably, right? And you kind of, like, in a dance move, take the hand that you're holding and kind of keep it there, but then your other hand comes softly around to my back, and right at the small of my back just lightly touches And I can feel it. It's so warm through my tank top. And you kind of just like massage the bottom of my back as we're staring into each other's eyes, just like wondering what is going to happen. And I don't know why, but I let go of your hand. And you give me kind of a quizzical look. And which is, of course, normal. You're like, I can see in your face, being like, of course she's letting go of my hand. This is the craziest thing. What's happening? But you notice that I am not letting go of your hand out of fear or out of shame, but only to take two of my hands, cross them across my chest, and grab the bottom of my tank top, and then slowly lift my shirt over my head and throw it. Just drop it right at our feet. And I look at you and say, where were we? Oh, and at that point, oh my gosh. Like, at that point, there's no like, okay, let's caress the small of your back. We embrace. Like, you kiss me so deeply. Like, I've never been kissed in my entire life. Like, you must have me. That there's a passion. That if you don't do this, you might just die. That is the way you're kissing me. And the way that I am kissing back is the same, but it's more of a receiving kiss. Like, I need to have you. I need to have your lips on mine. I need to have your tongue inside my mouth. And that is happening, by the way, very, very nicely. There's passion. There's kissing. We're making crazy groaning sounds because, like, neither of us know what we're doing. And not to mention the fact that, like, your hand, of course, is on my body. Both hands are on my, rubbing my back and my shoulders as you deeply kiss me. And, oh. And then you have one hand that comes around to the front and just stops, almost like you pull away from my mouth and it stops, and you look in my eyes, and like your hand's kind of coming up close to my breast, and I give you just the smallest of nods, and you look down at it, and we both kind of look down. We've stopped everything else. We look down and you bring your hand up slowly and softly and just cup the whole thing in your hand, like measuring it to see like, what is she letting me touch? And it's soft, and you're just like, as you touch it and hold it, you feel like the softness and the weight of it. It's a handful, but not much more than that. Just like a grapefruit, like a little grapefruit. Like, I don't know. You get the drift. I don't know, 3060, whatever that is. Like a big orange. I think it's like between a big orange and a small grapefruit. Sorry. So anyway, I can be sexy. So you've got in my hand the softness, and I'm just gasp when you do that because it's so incredible. And while you're doing that, like, your thumb finds my pert nipple and just kind of slowly touches it back and forth, side to side, and then like starts circling round and round, and it's getting so much harder even as you hold it, and like you see the other breast is like at attention, but you're just like doing, you're just holding one, and the other hand's around my back at the base of my at the small of my back, and you're looking at it and I'm looking at it, and then just like you kiss me again. You're touching me, my breast. You're like circling it. We're kissing deeply. I can feel your passion. Like, I'm super, super wet right now. By the way, side note, like actually wet right now. And then also in this thing we're doing, I'm really wet, and you're circling my breast, and I'm like, I need you now. So I take off your shirt because like I can't handle it, and like you, whatever you're working with, and I touch kind of your chest with my hand as we kiss. It's just like feeling you, like whoever you are, and I also like my hands trail down your stomach to your jeans and undo the button, and you're like wearing buttons, like 5 buttons on there. I don't know why, like that's not really fashionable. What are you doing? No, and I just unbutton all the buttons as quickly as I possibly can as your pants fall to the ground, and I see you in your boxers or whatever it is that you have, and you kind of like awkwardly step out of it, and your shoes too, because like, you know, let's be clear, you're wearing like work boots and socks, and like it's the beginning of the day, so you're not gross, you're just like, you are, and you like take it all, take it, you know, fumble out of your f- fumble out of your boots and out of your socks and out of your pants, and you're standing there in your boxers, just your boxers, and I'm standing there in just my underwear, and we're like laughing, and then you pull me up again close to you, up against your chest, and the reason this is so hot is that I can feel your hard, throbbing penis through your boxers. Like, it's almost like trying to get into my underwear, like through the boxers. And I think if positioned a certain way, in fact, like you kind of do, like you lean down a little and then back up so that your penis is like in your boxers, but like in between my legs. So it's like soft and the cloth is there and it's in between my legs, but like right. And as you stand up, the way we hit each other is like your penis is right at the base of my pussy, and it's just like there. So like I can feel you. You're not inside me. Like if you were to like do a different angle up and do the same thing, like you could just easily push yourself inside me, but you're not. You're just like hanging out there. So like I can feel you up against my clit, and my lips are like into you, and it's like around you, but I also am in my underwear, so like there's a lot of layers there, but like not enough layers. And oh, it's so hot. And like we're kissing, and you're kind of like grinding and like pumping up into me, like with our underwear on. Like you're and I'm kind of like closing my legs tighter together so that I like catch you inside me. Again, it's really just in my thighs. You haven't entered me. You're just like in my thighs, and like you're pumping, and you can already like I can feel like your pants are wet because of you. Like you already started like showing me your desire, and like obviously like my underwear are just they just throw them out, like not really, but like they're just so wet, like impossibly, like I don't want to wear them the rest of the day. They're so wet. So like even though we both have like cloth on, we're still like really lubricated for each other through the cloth. It's kind of crazy. It's like we're teenagers again, like dry humping, but it's not really dry because we're both like passionate adults. And I can't handle this anymore. Like you can't handle this. You pull my panties down. I pull your boxers down, and you like grab me and like you say jump, and I was like okay, because like how high? Yes, please. And I jump up, and you grab my legs, and I wrap them around you, because like you wanted to hold me at your waist. So now I'm holding myself around you with my arms around your neck, and I'm kissing you, and my legs wrapped around your waist, and like I can feel your penis, like it's not inside me, but like we're both so wet, we have nothing on, we're completely naked. And you just say like, you know, you say like, can, like, is this okay? And I stop for a second, and I look back at you, and I'm like, yes, thank you for asking, because like consent is hot. I was like, yes. And I said, I need you inside me, which is what you wanted to hear, but I wanted to give you that hearing. So you smile, and you lay me down gently on this blanket, you know, a little differently than just my legs wrapped around you, and you stare into my eyes, and you're on top of me, and my legs are still wrapped around you, and you say, like, I'm gonna fuck you right now. But, like, you say it, like, in a way that I'm like, he doesn't mean, like an animal or anything. Like it's gonna be soft and gentle even in the fucking. So, you know, I nod my head, and really my yes is just pulling your face towards mine as I like greedily kiss you with my tongue in your mouth. And then you put yourself inside me. And just that moment of spark, it's like you deeply go inside me. It's so incredible. And like we're both so like it's so wet, and they're in like just the sounds that it's making, because you're doing it slowly, but you can hear like a slap against my thigh with your balls, and like your penis is so wet, like it's sorry, I had to yawn. Like it's like yawning, by the way. I know you've got a hard on right now, and like you don't want to hear me like doing doing all the army meta, but like the yawn is a sign of like changing of physical position. So when you yawn at night, you're going to sleep. And when you yawn, you awake, your body's saying wake up. So that yawn I just had was like telling my body it was waking up. So just FYI. Okay, back to the fucking. Okay, so you're inside me and you're so, like, your cock is so wet with me and you're just, like, slowly pulsating in and out of me. And we're still kissing and my legs are wrapped around you. And we're just pumping and you're pumping and you stop and you look at my eyes and you're like, I need your pussy in my mouth. And I was like, okay, yes. I was like, and I just kind of push your head down. And you kiss me, like, fervently, like my neck, my clavicle. And as you go by my breast, you, like, take a quick lick and then a little suck and then the other one too, because you're sweet and nice and you wanted to, like, you know, show both ladies attention. And then you grin at me and you're like, you know, I won't forget this. And you keep kissing me down lower on my stomach and my, right at my collar, right at my pelvic bone. And then you, like, in a crazy move of passion, you, like, lift up my hips to your face. Like, you're sitting on your knees and you lift up my hips to your face, and I'm pretty flexible, so it's cool. And you, like, hold my legs open and you say, like, can I eat you out? Can I touch you here? Can I lick you like you deserve? And I'm like, if you don't, I'm about to kick you out of this barn. So you smile, you take that as a good form of consent, and then you just put your face straight into my pussy and you are licking and sucking my clit like I've never, oh my gosh, never had before. And the way that you're just circling around and, like, flicking your tongue deep into me as much as you can, like teasing my like very, 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 very desirous hole. I'm so bad with names for, like, lady bards, guys. I'll get better. But, like, you're putting your tongue into my straight into my pussy and you're, like, licking my clit, and I'm so, like, so loving it. And while you're doing it, because you're, like, you got, like, one hand under my butt doing this so that my, like, so that I'm in your face, and you're, like, licking. You also have the other hand that's, like, come down to my breast and, like, circling it. So, like, you're so into it. But I don't want to let you, I don't want to come this way. I want you to come, like, when we're together. So I'm like, put me down. And, like, you, like, I need you inside me. And so I do. It's true. I really like dick. So you put me down and I push you back onto your back, because I, like, need this now. And your dick is so hard for me. It's so hard. And I climb on top and I, like, settle down on you like a saddle. And you're so, you know, you're so soft in there, but, like, also hard. And, like, it's, how is it soft and hard? Because, like, there's so much wetness and so much hardness, all of these things together. And then I just pound, like, I'm just up and down. I just, like, rhythmically up and down. And you see my breasts moving and just bouncing as I do this. And your hands are on my hips as I'm doing this, like, guiding me onto you as I, like, thrust and I bounce and I ride. And I'm going up and I'm going down. And you're pushing me and you're pulling me. And I'm coming closer to you. And I'm like, can you come for me? Can I come for you? Because I'm so close. And you're like, yes, let's do this. And so I'm like, I want you to come inside me. Like, I'm on birth control. We're cool. I'm safe, guys. So yes, I'm riding up and down on your cock, up and down. Keep it up. Yeah. I'm riding up and down. And then just, like, right at that beautiful exact moment, we both start, like, shaking and, like, moaning and just together, like, we timed it in the way that's, like, it doesn't always happen that way, but it did here. And we're both kind of just, like, feeling our orgasms and just, you know, touching each other, and your hands are on my hips still, and you're digging into my hips, and my hands are on your chest, and I'm digging into your chest, and I'm just, you know, riding back and forth as that orgasm, like, reeks through my body, and you are, you know, also doing the same, like, your head, you know, your back's going up and down as you just, like, feel that orgasm. And you know that it was nice, because whenever I come, my tits are so firm and, like, my nipples get really hard. I can't fake an orgasm. And so you see me and I just kind of, like, pull myself off you and I lay down next to you. So now we're both laying on the quilt looking up at the barn, and we both see that bird again and we start laughing because, like, what do we do? What's happening? And then you lean over to me kind of on your one side and you look at me and you grab my face and you give me this most passionate, beautiful, loving kiss. And I put my arm on your arm. We just lay there, pulled apart, staring at each other. then we lay, I lay down my head on your chest as you're on your back, and we just lay there. And honestly, we fall asleep. We take a nap, like probably 20 minutes, to naked, lying next to each other, not even a care in the world, not even thinking someone's going to walk in and see us clearly covered in sex. And it's just lovely. It's wonderful. So yeah, that's what I was thinking this morning. That would be nice if that was happening. I would love it if you were here with me and if that was what we did. And now I need to go do something about that. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for inspiring me. Bye.